Global Missions now. This is if you ever get a chance to visit their website, it's globalmissions.com. There is incredible stuff on there. Awesome stories about what's going on. Some of the stuff I'm going to tell you is on there, and some of it's not, and there's even more things. You can get monthly updates about stuff that's going on around in the church around the world. So it's just fantastic. So I'm just going to tell you about a few of the awesome things that God is doing. So here we have a church in Zambia. Anybody know where Zambia is? It's in Africa, right? And this was an amazing service they had recently where three people received the Holy Ghost. So God is doing great things in Africa. This right here is in a place called Manila, which is in the Philippines, kind of Southeast Asia. And they had an incredible thing happen at this place. There was a conference in Acts Bible College, was what it was called. And along with 10 local churches, they got together for a crusade night. So visitors filed in for half an hour completely. A total of 105 people received the Holy Ghost in one service. 29 were baptized in Jesus' name. God did awesome things. So in this particular service, this little wagon here that you see, there's a family of four that call that wagon home. It's where they sleep and they have all their earthly belongings. The students of the college invited them to this crusade, and the parents of the family that lives in this wagon were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they were baptized in Jesus' name as well in this thing. They're awesome things. Your social standing does not keep you from what God has for you. And this is a fantastic conference. Togo, also in Africa, kind of on the I'm getting my directions confused. On the western side, this was a regional conference that they had recently, and there were a lot of great things that happened here. In Equatorial Guinea, which just I learned this last summer, and I was really upset when I found out it's not located on the equator. You would think it would be, but it's not. It's just near it. You can ask my dad. I talked about it for days. But the church here, this is a special crusade that they had recently. My notes are in Spanish here, so bear with me. I've got to translate into English in my head here. On the first night of the crusade in Malabo, there were at least 10 people who received the Holy Ghost and at least 40 people, 40, who received their healing in that service when a pastor from Oakland, California came to minister. So this was a fantastic service for them in Equatorial Guinea. The report is in Spanish. They speak Spanish there. Easter service in Ghana, there were fantastic things that happened as well. We had in Mexico, they had their first ever youth camp this year. And you see the crowd here, that's a pretty gigantic group that went, so it was a wonderful thing for them. Easter service in Ghana, again, you see a lot of great things happening there. In addition, there are a lot of Bible studies being taught. Last time we talked a little bit about some of the ones taught in Tanzania and other places. This particular is Bible studies in Zambia. Here we have Brother Gary Abernathy, who's the missionary there. And they call it the Bible study under the avocado tree. So he's teaching a Bible study, and I guess after the Bible study, you get to eat guacamole. Except that they probably don't have it in Zambia. There, in addition, are a lot of baptisms going on. This is in a place called Tamale. See, they must have a guacamole because they have tamale in Ghana. It's the name of the town. But this young man was baptized in Tamale, Ghana. Also, there are baptisms in Fiji. And you see, it's a little bit different situation. We have ours here in the church. This one's out in the outdoors. But it's still just as real and still just as powerful. And this one, I think, is fantastic. This young man was baptized in Germany. And he's in a hotel room. They didn't have a place to take him. So he got baptized right in his hotel room. You don't have to be in church for it to happen. Praise the Lord. So in addition, there are some fantastic things going on. There were some three-day revival meetings in a name I can't pronounce in India, Andhra Pradesh, more or less. Over 1,000 people attended the first day of the meeting. And if you know about India, India is a country that is very Hindu. Hinduism has been a stronghold in India for many years. Hinduism hasn't really attempted to evangelize a lot because it's just had such a strong footing in India. But our church is doing well. Our church is strong and it's growing constantly. In southwestern Nepal, an area kind of in the same area, recently a Trinitarian pastor accepted Jesus' name baptism, is joining an apostolic church in Nepal, and is donating land for a church building. A friend of his is donating for construction. So in Nepal, right next door, right in that same area, fantastic things are happening. If you know about Nepal, that's where Mount Everest is. So that's the same place. Very close to India, on the other side is Pakistan. If you know much about Pakistan, the religion there is Islam, and so the capital is actually Islamabad, so that kind of tells you just how strong Muslim influence is there. But the UPCI, our church, now has about 1,600 believers in Pakistan, and God is giving revival despite the political and cultural circumstances. It's fantastic. Hallelujah. Brother Bernard, our general superintendent, recently preached there just this month, and his message was broadcast in English and Urdu, which is the national language, to 60 nations in Asia and the Middle East, including some close to missionaries. So the word of God is going out, despite what everybody is trying to do, despite the fact that they've tried to shut it down. God's word will not be stopped. And I just want to leave you with a couple of fantastic stories that are happening in Uganda. Sunday in a house church in the new area of Kampala, it was packed out with close to 50 people in a home service. 8 received the Holy Ghost, 5 were baptized. They worshipped in several different languages in Lingala, Luganda, Kiswahili, and English, which is 4 languages in one service going on. I think that's just fantastic. It makes me excited. So right now they are praying that they can begin to build their first land for a church building, because obviously 50 people in a small house, it's packed out. And then this is the last one I want to leave you with here. This is a fantastic story that also happened in Uganda. One of the pastors reported this. Pastor Mike Ogwal, he told the testimony of one of his saints who called him to the hospital. He's a police officer in the town of Lira. And he said his police friend had a wife, and she collapsed and was taken to the hospital. The doctor pronounced her dead and was releasing the body to the family. The policeman, who was in the Brother Mike's church, asked him to hurry and come and pray for the lady. So Brother Mike and several saints arrived, and as the family was getting ready to remove the body of the woman to be buried, they began to pray that God would give them a miracle to give a sign at the hospital that in the name of Jesus there is power. After only 15 minutes of prayer, the woman sat up to the amazement of the Muslim doctor. He then began to shout, "Is this what your Jesus does? That at the name of Jesus there is healing and miracles and salvation. God is great." All the family came to the church, received the Holy Ghost, and were baptized. God is doing awesome stuff in the world. And missions makes it possible. Praise the Lord.